This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, we speak to the remarkably beautiful and very, just really delightfully, like...
A nice person?
Like, you know when someone just gives a good aura and they suck you in, but in a good way? Like, in a really endearing way.
Yes, Christina, I do know those type of
charismatic
people.
Charismatic. It's not you.
Oh.
Paulini.
Ah, Paulini.
She's in the Bodyguard musical. Oh my goodness, we chatted to her. She was incredible.
We had fun times.
Listen to this. This is a Chris and Jez podcast. In the studio, I'm very excited. We have Paulini here. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, it's just you and I, really. Jess isn't even here. Okay.
Well, no, I am here.
What do you mean? Oh.
No, it was just during the song there, during Jenny Hines' song, Christina was basically nonstop firing off all of our questions that we had prepared for while you were on air. And so now we've got nothing.
Nothing.
So we can just chill. So, get a bit of dead air for a couple of minutes.
Let's just hang.
We're good.
Yeah, we're sweet.
Nice. Good. Nice to meet you.
And look, we had a great time. So did the listeners. They enjoyed it. And
no, I was really excited. So I was asking you off air, so is this your first acting role?
My debut role in the musical theatre world.
So how has this come about?
I basically was in the West End three, four years ago, and I was over there recording my album, and I remember walking past with my manager, and there was this massive sign saying The Bodyguard, and we watched it that evening, and I turned to my manager like straight after the show, and I was like, look, if this ever comes to Sydney, mm-hmm. I mean to Australia, I'm definitely going to go for this part. And we sent an email off to them like
four years ago
I sent an email saying, look, if this ever comes, you know, comes out, like, I'm here, I'd love to go for the part. And nothing back. They didn't reply.
It went straight to junk mail.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's been filtered through.
Yeah,
you haven't seen anything.
And then, like, last year, you know, they asked if anyone wanted to go for the...
Did they preface it, though? They go, look, sorry, we were just cleaning up our emails. Just saw you've got this.
None of that, babe.
Timing
none
is
of
hilarious,
that.
By
none
the way.
None of that. I was really, really pissed.
No.
But it was, you know, I guess it just happened at the right time. And look, like now it's such a blessing. I actually can't believe that I got the part, but yes.
So I imagine you grew up idolizing Whitney.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
I mean, it's some big knee-high boots to fill.
Yeah, look, absolutely. You know, it's going to be a challenge to do 8 shows a week.
Wow.
And sing... I think I'm doing 14 songs. It's a massive thing, but I've just got to get myself show fit.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
What is your show fit routine? Is it mainly vocal exercise, or are you doing some push-ups?
Everything.
Are you doing some bodyguard work on your own?
I'm like lifting weights, man. Like, I'm in the gym, like getting down. I'm going to be doing, vocal training, mm-hmm. definitely doing that, but just to get some technique work in there, acting, and because I'm dancing in the
I can imagine that. There's got to be a couple of high kicks in there, surely.
Well, I can't really get my...
A couple of medium kicks,
medium, yes, medium low.
So how have you found, you were saying before you haven't quite started the rehearsals mm-hmm. yet, but how are you finding that foray into acting? Is it something you've always wanted to do?
I've dabbled in a little bit of TV. I did a TV movie that came out ages ago called Sisters of War. I played a nun in that. And I loved it.
A little bit
it.
Of a different move
totally
to,
different.
To playing
totally
Whitney.
Different, yes. And I enjoyed it. I really loved that whole experience. So this is something, like, I love musical theatre. I love watching shows. So for me, you know, it was just, I've always been very fascinated about that whole musical theatre world because, you know, they can do everything. These guys are phenomenal.
In the studio right now with someone who I think is a much better singer than Katy Perry.
Well, stop, stop, stop it.
Oh, You know my feelings with Katy Perry. She's amazing, but she always sounds like she's just can't quite get the notes out. I have never heard that in Paulini ever.
Aw, thanks, babe. And oh, my gosh. We're like best friends.
I love you. All right.
Christina's just building up. I'm just going to tear you down now. So here's what I think of your singing.
Tell me, babe.
Now, I have been recently very invested in Neighbours because there's a storyline that involves an actress that's kind of, I don't know if you know anything about Neighbours, but Dee has come back from the dead. Someone from my Neighbours era has come back from the dead.
It's all right, Paulini. We've got about 5 minutes until Christina gets this whole story out, so we can just chill.
Anyway, I won't bother you with it, but as a result, I know who's playing. I know Kevin Costner.
Yes.
Because he's on Actors at the moment, on Neighbours at the moment. Mm-hmm. His name is Kip, correct?
Kip Gamblin, yep.
Fantastic actor. Very exciting to see him cast in this part.
Yeah,
did you get to have any say in any of the casting?
I actually did. So, it was the last two boys, this was, I think, around December. Mm-hmm. It was down to Kip and another guy, and I basically was in that session and went through a few lines with them, and I had to kind of get the I had to try and figure out if there was chemistry and if we got along and stuff like that. And
how did you figure out there was chemistry? Because I've got to think it. Christina and I figured it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Personally, it was the bodyguard pose, essentially, where being carried out of the club, Kerry Costner's carrying Whitney Houston. She's knees up, nuzzled into the nape.
Yeah.
I've got to guess.
Nuzzled into the nape.
We've recreated it. I'll show you. If you want to check it out, go to Chris and Jess Twitter.
That is awesome. I'm going to repost that.
Now, did Kip have to pick you up and did you nuzzle into his nape?
Yes, I did have to nuzzle. Yes.
How was the nape? Was it comforting? Did you feel safe?
Look, it was a little, no girl wants to be, no girl wants a guy to struggle when they're picking them up. So I was kind of like, man, you better be able to pick me up. Yeah. And he was sweet. Like, he's actually a dancer. So this guy's quite, he's very, very fit.
He's built.
Built for that type of stuff. So he just kind of like.
Bang, straight up.
Just flung you by the look of your hand.
Did it, yes.
Yeah.
flung
me across, and I was just like, yes, I'm safe. I'm in good hands.
She's like, just pick me up. Oh, we've got him. Yeah. We've got everybody, go home.
Exactly.
I'm safe, I'm comfortable, and the nape is comforting, just so everyone knows.
The nape.
I've never heard so much nape talk ever.
But, yeah, it was, it's an iconic shot, and we at the end of it, we got it.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Now, you said that you kick off rehearsals next month, but tickets for the Bodyguard musical are on sale as of next Monday. It's going to be going to Sydney, but then coming to our beautiful city here in Melbourne. Mm. Paulini, all the best.
Wait, final question.
How excited
are you to belt out the Hannah?
At the moment, not really quite.
No, because it's pretty hard to live up to what just happened.
Well, so, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Babe, why do you have to do that? Seriously, don't. But yeah, it's going to be a massive sing. I'm going to be, doing a lot of songs. And, Whitney doesn't, she's not mellow.
She does not mess around.
Yeah.
She's strong.
Those notes are high and those notes are sustained. So, yeah, it's going to be
awesome. You can do it.
Well, chookers.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Paulini.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.